Sixers shit, yo Eagles shit is still up in the back, nigga. You got Jalen Hurts and Embiid. They the same nigga. Always coming up short. What the Rock say?
Yo, start the recording started.
Yeah, welcome everyone. Welcome everyone to the Cap Room. This is Friday, May 3rd. We're all in Los Angeles. The Netflix is a joke festival is taking over LA, but we are NBA podcasters at heart. We are NBA fans at heart, comedian second. At least I would agree. I am here with my two co-hosts, Niles Abson and Shakur Young. How are you guys doing?
Feeling good, feeling great. I'm on Freddie Gibbs cocaine comedy today. Netflix is a joke, so we're about to have a good time.
I'm feeling great. Got too drunk last night. I met Freddie Gibbs last night, but you know what I mean? How you feeling? How y'all feeling?
I feel atrocious. I feel terrible. All my hopes and dreams.
I feel like this was the worst day you could have been on this podcast.
This is the worst day I could have been on this podcast. I got the opposite of a hangover. I got just a loser over.
You just reflecting right now.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't know this voice, it is fellow comedian, friend, Aston Wallace, straight out of Philly, Sixers fan. Thank you for taking your time out of your day, especially after that loss yesterday.
I told you I'm a Timberwolves fan now. I'm a Timberwolves fan.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Right. We all Ant-Man fans, my name. We black.
Right.
Yep. We rooting for him. Do you just see Jalen Brunson in your nightmares? Is that how it works?
Nigga, that nigga's little angry face. It's just, I feel it behind me. I know he's taller than me, but it feel like he littler than me, just walking behind me, mean mugging.
Bro, it didn't matter who y'all threw at him. It didn't matter if y'all doubled. It didn't matter if y'all blitzed the pick and roll. It just did.
Bro, he's a shooter. He is a shooter. He is. I like every time I'm like, yo, fuck this nigga face. He nice.
Is Jalen Brunson unschemable? Do you just have to hope he misses?
Yeah, you can't triple him. You can't really do nothing with him. You got a heater, but we'll see what he do. Not next round. He'll be fine next round. We'll see what he do the next round.
I think the most impressive thing was he didn't really have the two best games to start off, game one and game two. He kind of struggled, and then he got better as the series went on. And I feel like that's what happened when they played the Heat last year as well, where he got better as the series went on. I think this is I walk away being more impressed by the Knicks and Jalen Brunson than an indictment on the Sixers. Like, this is just gritty team.
Yeah, yes. make up for that shit you said in the offseason, in the regular season, man. Apologize now. The difference between this team and that Heat team is this supporting cast is better. When you got Josh Hart just hitting three, this didn't even matter. You talking about first two games, bad game. Josh Hart hasn't had the best shooting night the last couple games, but he's still first nigga to the floor. 13 rebounds a game, making the big three every time. There was one point I was like, don't re-sign OG. And then he dunked on Aston's GOAT and B. And I was like, no, give him 100 million. Give that nigga 100 million. And this game started out wild because it was a blowout at first, and then we hadn't seen Buddy get healed for five games and out of nowhere.
And then Buddy.
Four threes in the second. Buddy turned to the game six Clay. Shout out to you, Ben.
That's how Jamaican niggas be, though.
Buddy showed, I know he felt good hearing the whole arena chanting his name. I wanted to win, obviously because I wanted to win, but I wanted him to have that as his little highlight of the series too, just coming up. They would have been all over this nigga's dick. But then, you got other bums like Tobias Harris.
0 points.
0 points. He made more per game than Caitlin Clark's whole contract per game to go out.
Come on, feminism.
Caitlin Clark could have came in and done more than that. Caitlin Clark would have at least got four or five buckets in that game.
He took one shot.
He took two. He took a second jumper. I don't know why Nick Nurse had him in the fourth and then pulled his ass again for Buddy. He said, come sit down.
Get in there. You got a shot. And then I'm not giving this all to the Knicks because, shout out to Maxie. He ain't do that much. He started to heat up a little bit in the fourth, but he ain't really have much all game. Joel Embiid, See, you compare Joel to Hurts. Hurts always played with heart. There's times when I look at him beat, like, nigga, you know what's on the line? Like, do you know what's on the line? Every elimination game, it don't seem like he's leaving his whole heart on the court. And that's what upsets me about him. And I don't know what's going on with his eye. That's just sad. I know they said it's Bell's palsy, but it seems like it's affecting his game. I don't know.
I think he's a lot more injured than we think.
Of course, he lays 7'7" and trying to run and fall on the court all day long. Of course, he's injured. He's going to be injured.
I'm just kind of like, he dropping 35, 40 on one leg. I'm like, what else can you ask of that dude?
Yeah,
I can ask for a win. That's what I can ask for.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Aston. I wrote that down of like Embiid accountability. The funniest part, Aston, we started this by about James Harden about to get traded. And I said, I don't know what the Sixers could have asked more of James Harden last year. He gave you two good playoff games. That's what he's good for now. Two good playoff games. When you get 240 pieces out of James Harden, you got to win that series up 3-2. You got a good maxi win. Right. I didn't contribute none of them three wins last year in that series to Embiid. I held him accountable completely for that. And now I'm sitting here, on one leg. But it feels like we here again. Him and Kawhi, this is the same damn thing. We're going to get the damn injury diagnosis. Sham going to put it out this morning. And it's going to be like, oh, he was hurt. But it's like, how much more?
Like, I don't want excuses. I want championships. So, I don't want to hear all that shit. All of the greats, you hear the stories later on. Oh, they was actually injured during that game. They was actually sick during that game. They was this, that during that game. But they come out with the win. And we don't got no wins. So, like, a first-round playoff exit, it ain't enough.
Yeah, I would say there's definitely sometimes I watch Joel Embiid and I'm just like, you really are just kind of, like, half-assing this game six. Like, at least some of these possessions. Like, how many Isaiah Hartenstein floaters have to happen before you're like, can you get out there? Can you at least, like three times in a row it was floater, floater, floater. It's like, just get out there.
And he's like, just on that flow, just you know what I mean?
Joel Embiid being like that huge of an individual, like he doesn't like try when it comes to rebounding. I feel like there is too many offensive rebounds that the Knicks were getting that Joel Embiid was just like stationary and like sitting on the floor. Granted, he was kind of playing with one knee. So I can't be that critical of like this series. But yeah, it seems like he like has like a, it seems like he almost has a tendency to like self-destruct when like these moments kind of happen.
This is the third season in a row. And I do it to myself. It's a thing as a Philly fan. But every season I start off just loving Joel. Oh my God, he's great. He might be one of the best ever. And then by the time the playoffs is over, I'm like, get this nigga out of here. He's never going to be the guy. He's never going to get me there. He's never going to get me there. And then the next season starts, and I'm like, nah, wait, hold up. I take that back. Wait, he even better than last year. Oh, my God. And then at the end of the season, it's the same thing. So I say blow it up. We keep Maxi. All I want is Maxi. Maxi's the guy.
Okay, so I was going to ask.
It was a lot of that talking.
A lot of cap space. Mm-hmm. A lot of cap space. Do you have an idea how you want to use it?
I don't know. I just know that Tobias, get him out of here. So that's great. He'll never be a Sixer again. Silver lining. I don't think that they'll trade away. I don't think they're going to get rid of Embiid, but I'd like to see that happen. I'd like to see, I'd like to see them do some things to make sure that Maxi stays rather than Embiid. I don't think Embiid's going to stay healthy next year either. That'd be wishful thinking. So I'd just like to just get anybody in there to do something around Maxi, make Maxi the star that he is. I ain't saying make him the guy, but make
that's
him
what
guy.
You are saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk after game five of like, this might be Maxi team. There was some talk after Knicks went up 3-1, like, damn, Embiid complaining at the podium about Philly turning into Madison Square Garden. Shit, it felt like they recruited Embiid that night. It felt like they won him over that night. The Garden traveled. And Ben, I got to get on you again. We needed playoff basketball in the Garden. We needed playoff basketball in the Garden. It's just a different feeling, man. Them boys hopping on that train, coming over, taking over city. Come on down and take over Indianapolis. Come on down too. Them motherfuckers. I don't think we got to get a Knicks just a little bit more love, man. This was incredible.
They're a good team.
They're a good team.
Mitchell Robinson, talk about a nigga on one leg. Mitchell Robinson, Hartenstein, incredible all fucking series, series long. Once again, Josh Hart, DiVincenzo came up big last night, and he hadn't been shooting it well. And yeah, yo, DiVincenzo came up big. This team.
Because when Josh Hart hit the dagger, literally like 5 minutes before, I said he's gonna have to hit one of those for them to win because they just were not gonna let Jalen Brunson take a shot. They were blitzing, doubling off, and I was like, Josh Hart is gonna have to hit a three, and he thought about swinging it, and it was like, nah, they left me super open. He shot the ball.
They beat us with that because that's how we came back in the second, is because they kept doubling Joel.
Yeah.
Leaving Buddy open, and they were like, "Oh, we can do this too." They tripling him, so
yeah. It was a really good strategy because I mean the Sixers, they rattled off a 7-0 run, just doubling Brunson and making everybody else shoot the ball. But eventually, somebody made one, and it was Josh Hart.
Yeah, I want to bring up that Josh Hart shot. Does that not further prove my Andre Iguodala comparison?
Real quick, I'm loving you calling Josh Hart Iggy Dollar since it started. Josh Hart's been playing. I want Iggy Dollar to take the shot. Josh Hart has been playing out of his mind. What's the ceiling of this Knicks team? Because I got them gentlemen sweeping that Pacers team.
Yeah.
And now we got the one-legged Celtics. No Porzingis. Well, I told y'all about that damn Porzingis. That's not now yet. But no Porzingis. Can this Knicks team get to the finals? It's good for the league if the Knicks get to the finals.
It's good for the league. But I'm just saying, don't throw the Pacers under the bus just yet.
Oh, you think Obi Toppin finna game? All right, man.
Look, man.
They finna show Obi Toppin why they shipped his ass out of town.
I'm not saying the Pacers gonna beat them. I'm just saying, thinking it's gonna be a 4 or 5 game series might be wishful thinking.
I don't think it's going to be like a sweep or an easy series.
Yeah.
But I think the Knicks got the edge on that one. I mean,
yeah, I think the Knicks will win.
Yeah.
But I do think Halliburton going to have a game where he just go crazy.
Oh, yeah. He might have two.
He didn't against Milwaukee. And I think Halliburton is going to have his Madison Square Garden coming out party game like Trae Young did.
How many championships Trae Young got?
Hold on.
He don't got no chips. Trae Young don't got no chips.
And he didn't have a good game in this series. The one moment he put Pat Bev belt to ass, and we're gonna get to that. But the one moment in that series, hey man, y'all crazy as hell. Gentlemen sweep, Knicks, bro. Knicks take. Hey, before we leave this series, Ben, I saw you about to go. Cause we talked a lot about Paul George in that cap space, Aston.
Yeah.
How do you feel about a Kevin Durant trade?
I don't want KD.
I'm not saying Embiid for KD. I want another KD big three.
I love KD. I really do. I don't want to see him over there. I'd rather than get some going out of the league as nigga to come around for a year or two to try to make it pop for the end of his career. I don't want that. I want a team I can live with, like the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? I got a young team I'm building.
The thing
that's what I'm looking for.
KD wasn't the problem on that Phoenix team.
KD wasn't the problem on Phoenix. KD wasn't the problem at OKC. KD wasn't the problem in Brooklyn. KD wasn't the problem in Golden State. KD,
he wasn't.
All right, KD, nigga, go somewhere and just have it not be a discussion about if you are the problem or not. Go somewhere, be the solution. That's what I'm looking for out of KD.
He won two championships with the Warriors. He was the solution to beat LeBron.
Yeah, he said it's been 5 years since he didn't solve some problems.
Yeah, them was the old days.
Yeah, I just seen Giannis put him out. I saw Jason Tatum sweep him.
Were you just saying Embiid for Durant, like straight up?
No, hell no.
I honestly like Brady. even that it seems like Sixers fans, and you aren't the only Sixers fan I've heard this from, that like they really don't like Embiid and wouldn't mind like trading him away. So like would even though Embiid is like a lot younger than Kevin Durant, he gets injured all the time. Would, I don't know, Embiid for KD? I don't know.
I don't think it's an unfair trade straight up. I don't want to have this narrative out there that I don't like Embiid. I love Embiid. Do I think Embiid is the nigga to take me to where we need to go? No. I am the last time the Sixers won a championship, I was in diapers. And that's just because I'm older than you niggas. You guys wasn't alive. You guys wasn't even thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we need a championship in this city. This is Philadelphia. We don't play no bullshit. We will love you while you're here. But once it becomes clear you're not the guy to get us there, why are you still here then?
Mm. Did Ben Simmons post anything on his Instagram story?
Candy video games or something? You know, I don't know what that nigga do. He don't even watch basketball. I don't even think he watching the playoffs.
He don't.
He don't even watch basketball.
He don't play 2K.
Shout out Dante DiVincenzo. Played all 48. Congratulations to him. Never got subbed out. Pretty impressive.
Come on, Tibbs. Run them niggas into the ground.
Brunson was 12 for 16. 12 for 16 for 41. That's pretty insane in a closeout game. Jeez. He averaged 35.5 points for the series, 9 assists. Three 40-point games in a row. Like, this dude
on 49% shooting.
Franchise record in game. Yeah, he's amazing, man. I miss you, JB. I miss you.
I've been having a tough time scrolling social media because I just keep seeing Jalen Brunson stats, King of New York, all this other shit, and I just want to shut my phone down.
Oh, that's what you keep seeing? Man, I keep seeing another nigga getting slaughtered, but this ain't that type of pod.
It's a combo. Combination.
Combination. Yeah.
I'm bad.
Okay, we'll jump to the Pacers-Bucks games last night. The Pacers closed out the Bucks in six games. I really don't care about talking basketball for this game. I'm just more interested in Pat Bev chucking balls at fans.
He that's egregious. He's not going to play again for a little minute.
Yeah. My group chat this morning, my fantasy football chat was talking 50 gamer. After when I saw the footage, now I am going to try to defend it. Hey, one, the Belta ass tour. Wow. What a way to go out. That's the one. It was ass to belt. That wasn't belt to ass. You got your ass put to that belt. Once I saw the video, y'all, I was like, oh, yeah, he's good. Pat Bev is going to be a great podcaster. He is going to make Barstool a lot of money. And when he gets out of that deal, he's going to go independent and he's going to run it up. Pat Bev probably, I don't know, if I'm him, you are about to get a lengthy suspension. I know Pat Bev is probably still going to be in shape and want to come back towards the end of the year for a playoff team because he isn't coming back on the Bucks either. And I don't see nobody taking him after this suspension that's probably going to be laid down. And go double down on that Barstool money, man. I don't know what to tell y'all. That was nasty work. That was nasty work.
He's not going to get a suspension. You can't suspend somebody while they're in China.
You can't hit a white woman that can afford those seats in the head with a ball. She got a call to make. Got a couple calls to make.
And threw it. When he threw it the second time, that's when I was like, all right, what we doing? I see when Jay Crowder trying to be your voice of reason, you like, oh, yeah, we fucked right? up. We fucked
and then
up.
To come out and then not let the lady interview him because she don't listen to his podcast immediately after that, like, he's just like, kick me out the league. He seemed like he done.
That was crazy.
The podcast, yeah, thank you for that one, Aston, because that was the clip that made me go, Portnoy gave him some chili, boy. Because this about to be Barstool's whole thing for the next 8 days on their side. They better put everything behind this Pat Bev campaign. I promise you not. This is about to be Portnoy's crown goose right now. But this, yeah, that was nasty.
So, like, I'm assuming the dude he hit the second time was the dude he was trying to hit. He intended to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just nailed this woman in the face. Just wasn't even looking.
I'm talking about I slowed it up, brought it back. I went, what, man?
If I'm the woman, I'm probably saying I'm concussed and like seeing what I can get from this.
Absolutely. I'm definitely seeing what I'm concussed, falling out. I wouldn't know you had to carry me out. I'd have been fucked up. Yeah.
They getting those seats all next season.
I'm gonna carry them.
Like Chris Finch a couple days ago.
Yeah. Give me. Hold on. Give me some basketball real quick. ISO.
I think you made a good point. Like when Jay Crowder is the voice of reason. Like that's when you know.
Right.
This team is old as dog shit. Shout out to Chris Middleton, though. Games 3 through 5, even the one he went down in 4, Chris Middleton was amazing. In another world, they played this series 10 times, they would have been up 3-2 on this. This was to go out like this, this was nasty. Pat Bev getting blown by, Crowder getting blown by, hey, Brooke Lopez getting blown by. Hey, get these old ass niggas off Giannis's team.
And
Because we thought Dame could have did it. Now as we were saying, yo, it don't even matter. They don't need Giannis this series. Dame, right. They got Dame. And if Middleton gonna come back, only nigga showed up was Middleton.
Only nigga that showed up.
Bobby Portis getting ejected in elimination games? Hey, come on, man, what we doing?
I mean, let's really talk about doing? The issue is Stannis. Let that team stay on the path that they was
on. He said wrong too.
Before you bring out loser ass Doc Rivers, right? You get Philly. We was like, oh, y'all niggas cooked. We knew what was going to happen. Everybody knew what was going to happen because you want this nigga's loser brother to stay on the team. And so now you got a team that's got a lot of talent. They old, but they ain't that old. They ain't
They're
that
really
old.
Good. I thought they were a really good team. Adrian Griffin got screwed.
Yeah,
whole team got screwed.
And I think, yeah, that I agree with you. Now the good team. I think that you bringing this big three back. I think every old nigga got to go though. I think a lot of the old guys is off the payroll next year anyway. The Crowders, the Malik Beasley's, the Pat Bev's. You should have just let Brooke Lopez go. I mean, I think he's already off the books. This coming July, but I think you got to trade Brooke Lopez. Fucking Siakam blowing right. Hey, get your ass one jab step. Get your ass up out of here. It was nasty to see. And then find some of the young, like a lot of this series, we not even giving the Pacers the credit. That Pacers team, this is play on basketball. We both be playing half court basketball. They flying up and down the court. Up and down the court. TJ McConnell, OB Toppin. Siakam played incredible this whole series. Shout out to the Siakam trade. We asked what would it mean. It meant them winning the first round series. Because Halliburton has been, I'm not fine. Sure. When we get into that Knicks Pacers.
Was that his first playoff series, though?
This is his first. But we said that last week.
two weeks into his playoff career. I think he warmed up, you know. I think we're going to see a different Halliburton against the Knicks.
Oh, yeah. What
I bet when OG Anunoby guarding you, we got to see a different.
Shut the fuck up. That's hilarious. Doc Rivers obviously has to go, right?
No, they bring Doc back.
It doesn't seem like it. It seems like he's staying.
Yeah.
Everything went to shit when he got there.
Yeah, but you're going to blame it on Giannis was hurt, Dame got hurt, and that team was old. And you just saw, especially get some youthful legs. Because I think Middleton with some younger legs, they could have pulled this off still.
Yeah,
this would at least win seven, and you could have hobbled Giannis' ass out there. But you, there was no reason to bring Giannis back.
But like, are there like are there trades for Brook Lopez? I feel like Chris Middleton kind of like upped his value. His
trade value. I like that one. I like that. Like, talk to me, Ben.
They don't. Like, it would have to just be, like, Middleton for, like, two, like, a two-for-one, like, Middleton for, like, two younger players. And you might be losing, like, some of the scoring and the creation of Chris Middleton, but I guess gaining just the younger legs and just, like, the same with Brook Lopez, just, like, kind of getting depth for the, those big contracts. But I haven't looked into any, like, of, like, who would be interested and an aging Chris Middleton getting paid $40 million a year, who would be interested in an aging Brook Lopez? I think Brook Lopez, he can still shoot threes, so maybe.
Talk to me. Kevin Herter, Harrison Barnes.
Okay.
That's all I got for you right now.
A little stretch five for Sabonis. I could see the Kings being like, that could maybe work. So I like that a little bit.
But the it's scarce out there for the Bucks. I think you just got to run it back. Hope Giannis is healthy. And yeah. Now Doc Rivers is going to be on this team. I don't know what the hell you think.
that's unfortunate. I wouldn't want Doc Rivers nowhere near my team.
Yeah, he needs to be podcasting with Bill Simmons, but it's okay. This is
I'm completely writing them off for next year too. Then if they bring Doc back, they're not winning shit.
Nope.
So quick, Knicks Pacers picks. We kind of did this before, but I agree with Corey's gentleman sweep of the Knicks. And
I got Knicks and six.
Knicks and six. I got Knicks and five.
Knicks and six.
Five, man, this is going to be Thibodeau masterclass. Shout out to Rick Carlisle, though. This is impressive. Those boys were prepared to play, and I do think they're going to be prepared to play. But I just – if we're not getting in-season tournament Halliburton, I can't even see them winning two games. And this isn't a Doc Rivers coach team. Tibbs going to play them boys 50 minutes if he could. He getting them boys up out of here. It's going to be – this OG Anunoby just 94 feet Halliburton. Oh, man, I don't know, y'all. What is Miles Turner going to do when Isaiah Hartenstein, the realest nigga on the court?
Don't do that.
I'm just asking.
He said Hartenstein, Tommy from Power.
I'm trying to tell y'all. When Hartenstein out there punking you, I know Siakam going to be ready in the garden. Siakam versus OG is a nice little subplot. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
This is a classic rivalry. I know the NBA gonna play it up, but like I said, I see the Knicks. I see the Knicks.
I need Reggie sitting next to Spike.
If I'm Adam Silver, I'm getting Scott Fox. The Knicks to the finals. Give me Knicks Nuggets. Give me Knicks Nuggets. I want to see it. I want to see Joker in the Garden. How else you gonna sell him? Despicable Me. Put him in the Garden for the finals.
Joker in the Garden
for the back to back. Oh, we
all right. Silver.
But
go ahead, Ben. No, I know he's
gonna have to earn that shit because the Wolves is coming.
This is a great segue to what we're gonna do next, and that's the Nuggets T-Wolves preview. And boy, does this kind of feel just like a final series to me? This feels like we're gonna get a little finals like type game.
Yeah, this is the one I'm looking forward to more than the finals for sure. Mm. I you know, like we said in the beginning, we all black, so we all Timberwolves fans right now. Cause you honorary. listen, Drake black, you black. we all here. So I was talking to my brother last week about the NBA's identity issues, and they don't got no face and nobody can really carry that attention. And you got Ant coming through now, and clearly he's really just emerging as that guy. So as far as even script writing goes,
jeez,
this is the time to really see him elevate. And if they can come up and take out Denver on this, I don't think there's no stopping them.
I love that you said it, Arthur. And one, this is great. We got Asa. That's why comedians should be doing NBA pods. We like WWE skip writers. You are right. My group chat has been talking. I told these guys after we came in here after that first weekend. I said, man, they in the group chat saying 88 Jordan face of the league. The community is yearning for a black face of the league. That's why when Ja Morant was cooking, it was just like, so, oh, is it here? Is it here? They and everybody's going American face of the league on purpose. We know what's about to happen with the Wimbys and the Lucas and the Jokers and the Giannises and the Embiid. But this American face of the league, hey, and easy work. We haven't potted since the sweep. Easy work. This team, we've been saying it, bro. They guarding like the fucking 04 Pistons, dog. And this nigga is literally just the offensive hub. They've been benching Mike Conley. We said, yo, Mike Conley going to be crucial. No, Ben said it. Yo, he was like, yo, is he going to be able to make some of the decision making and some of the, he getting blitzed every right pass. Hey, splitting the double team at the right time. This nigga looks like a menace, a possessed. And he knew it. He said, this is my first closeout game. I done been sent home twice. I'm ready to send somebody home. That type of mentality, I wanted in my veins. I told you, I didn't want to be nowhere near a series with Edwards, and he made the leap. I said that for a month straight going into the playoffs. The last thing I want to be is Luka in the series and Ant-Man make the leap and my white boy get exposed. I'm going to feel like Drake. I'm going to feel like – that was the last thing I wanted to see. And he exposed KD, and the Nuggets is going to be tough. I still got – I got Nuggets in six, y'all. But I want to see it. I want to see him go seven. Rudy Gobert, we are so sorry, Rudy. Say sorry now. That's the real defensive player of the year. Say sorry.
I have to apologize. Rudy did his shit. I got T-Wolves in seven.
I got Wolves in seven. Right?
Wolves and set. Whoa! Oh my God, Luka's gonna lose his mind.
I got Wolves in seven.
Listen, the thing, and like you said about you know, an American face of the league, and all those names you named are good, but all of them talk the same. They just like, I just like to play basketball. I go home to my family. There's nothing to get out of them. You know what I'm saying? Like Ant is coming talking that shit you want to hear. He talking that shit on the court, but like respectfully.
Right. He a real country nigga.
Yeah, and he got it in him. He's like, I want to win. I want to be that dude. Even though he's being modest, he's like, I ain't the face of the league yet, but I think he's starting to feel it. And if he can take what they're giving him and embrace it and continue to rise to that level, which he seems to have the capacity to do, I think he's going to step up in the big moments when he's needed. His team is around him. He's got the defensive players. Like, Denver's good. Denver's Denver. Denver's good. But I don't think this is going to be easy for them at all. And
that boy Jaden about to do his thing too.
Yeah, Jaden McDaniel's going to have Jamal Murray. And if Jamal Murray's hurt, that is a little factor. Before you go, Ben, real quick, because you said something beautiful, him saying he's not the face of the league. That Carl Anthony Towns interview after the closeout game, them doing it together, one, loved them doing it together. I remember when that 2020 bubble run, when Bron and AD was doing those interviews together, just the encouragement AD was getting from sitting up there with Bron, knowing that you're the best player on your team, trust you and believe you. And for him to articulate why he needs him out there on the court, I was just it's like when you see your little brother growing up, you're like, damn, he becoming a man. Look at that little nigga becoming a man. And this is like organic marketing, dog. This is like TikTok right now. Hopefully they don't try to shut him down. But with the Olympics coming up, oh man, the writing's on the wall, but this Nuggets team, beautiful. Hey, Niles, y'all got put to bed. Should have been swept. Y'all, hey, let me tell you something. That motherfucking Nuggets team, boy, Jamal Murray on one leg. Hey, that's what Aston meant. That's how you put niggas to bed on one leg. Hey, sent them niggas packing. Y'all niggas gonna have to fire the coach, trade the golden white boy and everything this summer, and gotta pick up Bronny. This nigga Joker is on a wrecking tour. And speaking of Ant-Man, he gonna wreck Ant-Man, and then he gonna go to the fucking Olympics and hold up gold with his Despicable Me promo, nigga. Serbia, Nuggets info, Serbia info, nigga.
What is you with this Serbian love, bro? Are they giving you citizenship?
Hey, Aston, I'm trying to tell these boys, I think everybody downplaying what's about to happen in these Olympics. 2016, they won silver the last time Joker played in the Olympics. In 2023 FIBA, they won silver without Joker. Jovic is 21 and was just balling out on that trash-ass Heat team. Bogdanovich is going to get the Jamal Murray looks with Joker feeding him. Y'all are crazy. The best player in the world is the best player in the world. That Spain team was good for a reason in 08, and this ain't Pau Gasol, nigga.
I think the T-Wolves, they just – Ant needs one big game out of Cat. If he gets one big game on out of Cat, I think they can put four wins together, bro.
You saw what Aaron Gordon just – all right. Go ahead, Ben, because they talk.
I do think people are saying how, like, they like the Wolves for the matchup, like all the big bodies they can throw at Jokic.
Yeah.
Which I agree with that, but I think like more of the deciding factor is going to be all the bodies that they can throw at Jamal Murray. Like they can throw Ant at Jamal Murray, Jaden McDaniels, and Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Those are three big bodies. They're bigger than Jamal Murray. They're stronger, and they play such tough defense. And I think like they have the ability to just make his life hell, even though, and also like he's not the healthiest right now.
What they gonna do when Jontay Porter put that $1 million bet in on the Michael Porter over in game three? Michael Porter, who gonna guard? Hey, the reason they call him Michael Never Swing the Rock Porter is for a reason. I called him 6'10 Clay at the beginning of the season. Y'all was talking to me crazy. That boy don't see nobody. He don't see nobody. He just rise up. When he catch that thing, it's going up. And you saw it all series now. All series. He don't give a fuck. Who the? I'm telling y'all, that Nuggets team is lethal. They got five niggas. Y'all better hope Jamal Murray is hurt. I just saw him send niggas home hurt. He was going 7-22, and the three shots he made was in the last 6 minutes of the fourth every time. Hey, it don't matter what that little nigga got going on. It's Joker. This is Fat LeBron, man, the problem solver is here. He like, if this was N1, they would be calling this nigga the problem solver or something. He would be, it would be the technician. This nigga, the surgeon. He's surgical. It's different, but bro. I don't care what. Hey, I just praise Rudy. It's a turnstile. Nas Reed gonna get sent to China in this series.
The sixth man of the year?
The sixth man of the year. All right, Lou Will. Don't let Jamal Crawford be covering one of these games.
I'm just like, if there's any team that could do it, it's this team. They're built the best for it. And I feel like the Lakers could have won two games off them with a better coach. And if the Lakers can get two games off of them, I think the T-Wolves can get four.
I think that Lakers team is good because we haven't said – I think that Lakers team is better than that. I just think the Nuggets are that good.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. Something's telling me, bro. I just really think the T-Wolves are really going to bring it, dog. Like,
Y'all think this is a Disney movie. Nah, I see what y'all thinking. Y'all think this is a Disney movie.
It's not even that. They got the athleticism.
I do. Yeah, no. This team, it's beautifully built. They said they were there. Well, Bruce Brown is the one. Somebody who's not on this team said it last year, that this was their toughest matchup. They only won one game. But Cat wasn't healthy. Mm-hmm. They're rolling. I wouldn't be surprised if this goes seven. But in any seven games, I'm in a game seven. I'm choosing Joker. The same as if anything goes seven, I'm always choosing Slovenian Mamba Luka Doncic.
If it goes to seven, I'm going with the experience. My logic tells me that. But my heart says Wolves in seven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying Wolves in seven. Everybody in Minneapolis that's listening to this, remember I said that, and come see me June 6th through June 8th, five shows at Akron. I already know I'm gonna sell out in Denver, so I ain't gotta say nothing about the Nuggets. But I ain't been to Minneapolis before. So I'm taking y'all.
You gonna get booed in Denver now. you hate it on the Serbians.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, his brother's gonna be in there. You see what they get down. They worse than that, man.
This is some scary ass niggas, yeah, bro. Them Serbian niggas is crazy. Oh my god. You got Nuggets in, what'd you say, five, six?
I said six. I didn't say five. I wasn't disrespectful. I think it's gonna be a tough six. I just y'all know I've been Joker all year. Every other month asking during this pod all year, I would just say, why we doing this pod? Them niggas going back to back. We need to let's chill. Like he's that good. Every time,
you're not wrong.
And I love it being against LeBron because it's on this main stage. Last year I got to see him go against KD and Booker shooting 80% and drop 53 on the ball. It was just a masterclass. It was like the Giannis coming out party in 21. It was just beautiful to see. It was like, oh, that's why he went back-to-back MVP. If you didn't know, this is why. And as great as Ant is, that's just a buzzsaw. That's a buzzsaw. Even I said it, even if it's my Mavs in the conference finals, I'm ooh-wee. No, I'm gonna get delusional then, but I'm gonna know what the real is. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm just defaulting to who the best player is right now, and that's Nikola Jokic. Usually when you have the best player in these types of series, when it's whoever's best player plays the best, and I'm not picking against Jokic. I feel like it's just too soon to pick against. He's just started this like run. I don't know if he's going to get dethroned this fast by Ant. I would like to think that Jokic is like, it's not your time yet. Like it's still my time.
It's going to be like a Tim Duncan 07 LeBron. He going to come and hug him in there. He going to come and hug him in the hallway. Like, Hey nigga, <Embarrassing. Yeah. laughs> he going to whisper in his ear. Hey nigga, see your ass in the Olympics.
I would love to see Ant check Jamal Murray late in the game, even though I don't know if that's like the.
Oh, nigga, that's gonna be a master. Oh yeah, Ben, you writing it. You saw what he was doing to motherfucker. You know how he gonna talk to that Canadian? That's gonna be Kendrick versus Drake for us. Second round. You know he's gonna talk to that Canadian. Oh my goodness, beautiful. Oh, y'all right. That's gonna be like a finals preview, man. It is. Wow.
If the Nuggets do win, though, I feel like this means Team USA is really going to be serious. Because they're going to have to come together as, like, the Avengers to beat that.
Right.
Beat that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to love the summer by when Serbia running through that Olympics. Y'all don't think I'm going to have a Serbia. You lucky. Hey, what Goran Dragic just said? Y'all lucky as hell
Yugoslavia broke up.
Boy, oh boy. Because then I'll be talking different on this motherfucker.
Well, you know what the story is going to be for the Olympics, though. This is Steph's first Olympics, probably only one he's ever going to play in.
Yeah.
And he got sent home early, so he's been resting. He's chilling. So it's going to be Steph's Olympics.
Oh, Steph, KD gonna be rested. Kawhi about to be rested. Hey, Kawhi, I see what you're doing. Get ready for them Olympics, boy. You gotta
Kawhi,
stop.
Kawhi not playing Serbia, nigga. Bro.
Why you think he ain't playing in this series? He ain't want that smoke. You crazy? Why you think he ducked this series?
He hurt.
Ben, is Kawhi playing in the Olympics? Yes or no? If you had to bet on it, Ben.
I don't think him or Embiid are gonna play.
I would say
you're crazy as hell. Watch this. Watch how healthy them niggas get for that gold medal run. And Aston, I know Aston with me. Watch how healthy niggas get for that gold medal run.
They all gonna be right there, like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Like they ass ain't just get sent home in a week. Real quick, because I know that's a good transition to the Mav shit.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna ask you, like. If I was you, I feel pretty confident right now that you're going to close it out tonight.
Well, we closing out at home, baby. This has been super impressive defensively. I told y'all last fight when Jason Kidd said if he get the horses, he coaches defense. And sometimes offensively sometimes, but when you got Luka and Kyrie, sorry, it don't matter. It don't motherfucking matter. Defensively, we have just been locking up, and I'm super confident we closing this shit out. Kyrie in that game, motherfucking five was incredible. The nigga had most impactful 16 points I ever seen in my life. I've never seen nothing like it. Kyrie saving Luka legacy. This is beautiful. Oh my goodness, I get with the Cavs. Forgive him for everything he's done, y'all. This nigga is amazing. I love Kyrie, and I've got to apologize to Derrick Jones Jr. I said after game one, he wasn't going to be able to play in this series. And he arguably, these last two games, has been the third most important Maverick on the floor. I mean, James Harden is putting up them stinkers again, Ben. We said it after game one, he had two of these.
Yeah, I'm trying to like think of like, what does he just like party super hard after these games? He drops like 40. He's like, I'm not sleeping tonight, and then I deserve it. And it is that like, he needs like, I don't know, like greatness like needs consistency, and he doesn't have it.
Yeah, you gotta check your local strip club after he ball out. All the girls is going home with extra money in their pockets because he went and had a good time. And then he's like, give me another game to recuperate. I'll come back later.
Yeah, so maybe he's on today.
Maybe he's on today. I mean, maybe him and PG. I mean, I haven't seen PG in a couple games. I mean, and shout out to Terrence Mann and Zoo is still killing. But it don't matter how good they are if Kawhi's not going to be playing and PG and Harden going to be putting up stinkers. It don't matter. It don't matter. And That game five, Luka third quarter just closed them out. Just doing what he do. Hey, Aston, that's how your superstars close out on one leg. One legged, you know what I mean? These one leg closeouts right here. Feel me? I'm confident. I'm ready. We ain't gonna talk about the Thunder until it happened. I don't want to get too ahead. I am in my being bad with that. I do want us to close this out because the Thunder are scary. They mopped them boys up quick. I did not expect them to sweep. I am so scared of Lu Dort pushing Luka around for 5-6 games. So,
okay. You know, the series that no one seems to give a fuck about, the Cavs match. Does anyone even have opinions? Have they even thought about this series this week?
That's the only series I haven't watched a single game of. Like every time I'm like, all right, wow. which game do I not need to watch? I can go get shit done during or watch a movie, get caught up.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not watching Jason Tatum whoop y'all.
I'm not watching Jason Tatum whoop y'all with no Porzingis. When it was 2-2, I was so scared for y'all, man. I didn't think. And that game,
I thought they were gonna lose.
That game five was a classic. And how confident are you in y'all closing it out on the road? Because I could be like, we could be back Sunday and like, oh, they're going to seven.
Yeah, I'm glad I have work off on Sunday because, well, I'll be watching game seven. There's no way we are closing this out on the road. That being said, great win for the Cavs. This is a win they usually don't win. Some hair was maybe put on their chest. Darius Garland played his best playoff game of his career. I really like the way he responded for that. I really root hard for these guys. Evan Mobley with a huge game saving block. And like this might have been like the reason we might have won this game is because Jared Allen like was sick and didn't play, and JB was forced not to play two bigs. Like JB will not play two bigs unless like his other big is not able to play, and like Jared Allen's going to be back in the lineup tonight, so I assume he will go back to the thing that doesn't work, and hopefully he changes that pretty quickly. But like I like the, even though we're like so much smaller than the Magic, I love the one big with Okoro and Max Strus and the two guards. Even though we're a lot smaller, the defense is still solid. And we scored over 100 points with that.
You being excited about that is hilarious.
We finally did it.
Yeah, Aston, he gave us the tally of J.B. Bickerstaff coached the Mavs games and how many times they scored over 100. This is the second time?
That's crazy.
Second time?
Yeah.
Breaking news, Darvin Ham official.
Are you more excited for y'all to get put out so y'all can make decisions? Because it's like the playoffs always exposes what a team really needs.
And I'm so torn because, like, I really love these players, and I want them to, like, win and grow as players. But, man, do I want JB fired. So I'm really torn. But I don't know if you guys saw this. Since you guys didn't watch the game, Marcus Morris, 25 minutes. And it ended up actually kind of working because, like, he plays like how we need to play. And that's, like, with balls. With big balls.
Everything y'all wanted for Okoro the last 2 years. Word. It's and Tristan Thompson. No, we have been watching because Tristan Thompson been getting too much time. We like, you know, what I mean?
Anytime he gets on the floor, that's too much.
I didn't care if Jared Allen was sick. I was like, nah, put Niang in. What we doing? Hey, nah, fuck that.
No, Niang was benched for Marcus Morris.
Lakers fired coach Darvin Ham live on air. Woj bomb.
You have the floor. This is your euphoria.
Breaking news. Darvin Ham is officially gone. Bring in JJ.
Oh shit.
Hey, that I was about to say that Rashad McCants conspiracy. That was the first time I actually was listening to McCants like, nah, he cooking. He cooking now. He know how to do it now. Gil hot take train, they figuring it out. Boy, that was a great conspiracy. JJ is definitely might be the next.
JJ or Ty Lue? Like, man, I love Ty Lue.
Send him home tonight. Ty Lue want to go?
Yeah,
because Ty Lue might be done with Kawhi too. I'm like nigga, I'm tired of it.
I think Ty Lue's done with those guys. Is JJ or Ty Lue, and then we trading Austin Reeves and Rui?
Listen, if y'all end up doing this Bronny shit, it don't matter.
Bronny's not coming to LA. He's not. That was a report that came out the other day. They said that they're not prioritizing him and LeBron playing together. They want him to be in the best developmental spot he can be in.
I mean, that's just because they was talking that shit about them taking him with a draft pick, which if I was a Laker fan, I'd fucking burn down a crypto center if they wasted a draft pick on this thing that's not going to get drafted. You can pick him up out of the scraps at the end of the draft. But if it's Bron and Bronny, him trying to live out his little fantasy or whatever, y'all can just sit back and not even worry about winning nothing next year.
Yeah, listen, I don't think that's gonna happen, and I'm angry with these niggas to the day I die for not drafting Hami Hawkins. So, I'm still upset about that. So, Rob, we can fight, but
real quick, because man, let's playoff teams. That was big news, but Ben, man. Do you think if y'all don't close it out tonight, y'all could beat them in seven at home? Because Paolo, the way Paolo been cooking, y'all, Franz then woke up. Hey, thank you, Franz. I'm sorry, too. Sorry to Franz, because he didn't woke up. I've watched this here. Franz then woke up. You think y'all could – you think y'all can close this out at home?
You know, I think it comes down to if JB Bickerstaff only plays one big and he just stops playing these two big lineups. But I do think you can make the argument that Paolo has been the best player in this series and that he is better than Donovan Mitchell. Because the shots that Paolo has been making, they have been big, they have been timely, and they've been like unguardable. I don't know. It's a toss. This is such a toss up series. We can't win on the road. I have no.
Damn, this nigga, this feels bleak for a fan base. Like, I feel bad for you.
I do think
I was on top of the world after game five. Like, I was screaming, bring me the Thunder in my house. Bring me SGA. That's the battle I want. My Slovenian going to smack a Canadian up.
My Slovenian.
My Slovenian.
Okay. Yeah. I do think you can't ask me about the Cavs. I can't separate my emotion with my critical analysis of the team. I think I'm kind of like bipolar when it comes to the Cavs. I'm a little too high and then a little too low. So I think maybe I'm a little too low right now on the Cavs. But hopefully, you know, next week, if the Cavs lose, we'll be getting a live breaking news that JB got fired. So that would be really nice. Okay, we're about to finish up. Thank you, Aston, for taking your time.
Yeah,
had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. Good time for while I'm in a bad time. This was a good time.
Hell yeah. Are you gonna go down to Galveston with your boys?
No, we ain't in Galveston. We in Acapulco. it's still Mexico, but it's a little trashier.
Yeah. Oh, we buried some teams. Sorry, Niles. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, Suns. Sorry, Pelicans. Sorry, Heat. Sorry, Bucks. Sorry, Sixers.
Yeah. Bye bye. RIP.
Right. Hey, and RIP to the Clippers. I'm calling it. This pod will be out before that. RIP.
I think the Cavs and the Mavs both closed it out today.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He said, I appreciate that.
All right. Peace out, guys. Thank you for all that.
Right, stop the cap. Stop the
appreciate cap. Appreciate you, Aston.
Yup. See y'all this weekend somewhere.
All right.
All right.